Let's do it. Okay, good morning. We are in Samech Tes, Sif Yudalid, in Hilchos Melicha. Basar Shishah Shlosha Yomim, we're discussing about meat which sat for 3 days without Melicha. And the Kadosh HaGoyanim is Rechoshish that the dam gets stuck in there and won't come out with Melicha. Then it ended up with other pieces of meat or chickens or whatever. Butla barov. It's simply the butla batela barov. The chiddush here is that we don't say it's darashiyeshul matirim, since we say okay, well you could salt it. You know, and therefore you could roast it and matter it. So therefore, we should ask for the whole thing, and then you have to roast everything. Kamash Malan, since we're into Kadosh HaGoyanim, we don't say together with that Darish Elisha Matirim, and therefore it is Batel Baroiv. We're doing Melicha over here. We're doing Melicha. The question is in this piece it won't be good enough. Maybe you should do Tzli and everything. And that obviously we don't need to. It's Batela Barov. Mutter Levasha Kulan, and it's Mutter to, and afterwards even to cook everything. Right? Even if it's the Chaticha Ruyel Yiskabe, which we're going to see later on, these things in Hilchos Tarevis, which we say that it's not Batel. Chad betray. We don't say it's batel baroiv. Afal pi kein, we're not machmir in this just a darashish matirin. So too, we're not machmir by the tkanas hagoyinim. Chena din b'nizbasha b'lo malicha. So too, this is the din of a piece of meat or a chicken which was cooked without malicha, misariv achrach ba'acheres, and accidentally got mixed up. Since the dam shebishlo is only derabanan, so we are not going to go ahead and we're not going to be machmir in this situation. Tes zvav basa hamaluchach bedamim. You have a piece of meat which is dirty, has dam on the outside. Now there's a question here about if it means that it's has actual dam, or it there is nafkamina, or it just it calls it that while doing melicha because dam comes out. Anyway, that it looks like dam and shenishri b'mayim eisleis. It was soaked in water from you tried doing hadacha, right? You put in hadacha and forgot about it. Came back after 24 hours. Some say it's also to eat it unless you do tzli. Elim ken yesh b'mayim shishim kenegdoi, because this is a din of kavush kemevushol, and the din of kavush kemevushol is we say it's a din like it's mevushol, and therefore just like a piece of therefore it would be, it's not mamish kemevushol, but al kaponim rechoshesh that it's mavliya, not that it's mamish cooked, but it's mavliya, the dam which is on the outside, or which is mavliya into the piece, and therefore it's only going to come out with tzli. V'yesh oisrim b'afil tzli v'achinog, as we say kavush kemevushol, something which is, they say pickled, whatever you want to call it, is aser, because it's mamish kemevushel, and therefore rechoshesh that some of the dam started you know moving around and it got stuck, and now it's just like any other case if you cooked it in a pot, and therefore it would be aser. The question is it meluchach b'dam? Some say that could be the only reason there's a chash is because there's actual dam on the outside. Otherwise, we wouldn't be choshish bechlal. But akhlpanim, you know that if taka a person would do hadacha and forget about it, then he should be machbir and do tzli. Tazayim, ein bochen el bekli menukav. We only do malicha in a kli menukav, a kli that has drainage. Oh, agave kashim mekismin, or if you have some sort of even if it's in a bowl, but there's like a straw or something that it's elevated from the floor of the bowl, that it's slanted enough that if you put water there, it will go down immediately. The reason is because if that's the kli menukav, if it's an klisha ena menukav, then the piece of meat sits in the tzir, the hot salty tzir full of dam, and then it's dam, which is like heli have dam on the outside, like it's dam shapir, it's dam like actual connection of actual dam, and it goes, since it's hot and it's maseach, it goes into the piece of meat, it goes back in, and therefore it asters the piece of meat. So therefore, as long as there's a drainage, it goes out, or it's on some sort of sieve or some sort of colander, or I don't know, whatever, or you have it on, even if you have it on a board, they hadn't used to have it on the melicha board in the sink, it was a board, but they put it on the, as a slant, like that's the old time, that's what they did in the old timers in the house. The daf chalak biritani shemayim zavi mimenu. What would be interesting is the question is by, I know that it's common, at least here, I don't know, in America probably also, is that it's common to when they put in a kitchen counter, they make it with a few millimeter slant, so any water that gets on the counter will flow towards the sink. Or at least the proper ones are built with just a touch of a slant. Would that be good enough? How fast does it have to go? As long as it doesn't pool, even if it's a very mild slant, but it flows right away, then it would be fine. First, we'd have to check it out. Yeah, right. So if you test it out on your counter, you put water on the counter and you see it immediately starts flowing, then that would be okay. I'm going back to the mechaber. Haga, the daf chalak beritani. If it's a smooth piece of wood, shemayin zavim menu ain't tzarich lanicha b'madron. If it's even by a counter, it would be okay to feed the Ramah, even if the counter is without a slant. If the water, again, you check, it doesn't pool, it just starts flowing out to the sides, and that would be okay. If it's not smooth, then you do need to go ahead and put it as a slant. Afilu bekli menukev, even if it's has drainage, Yizar lechachila shiyu hanakovim psuchim. You have to just check and be sure that whatever it's going to drain out, that it actually drains out before you go ahead and you salt something in it. You have to be sure that there's nothing blocking. I mean, for example, I don't know if you throw a bunch of chickens in and one meat accidentally gets stuffed into the hole, so it would be a problem. You have to check to be sure that doesn't happen. L'chein lo yamido agave karka. Therefore, you should not put this kli straight onto the ground. Ki hika kli she'ena manukav, because it doesn't have a drainage spot, and therefore, even though I guess you could say it would drain into the ground, but that's not good enough, and therefore it's the kli she'ena manukav. V'chein machmirin tzas l'sum toch a kli manukav kash or kismin. Some are machmir off of pekein to put kash or kismin in, to raise the level of the meat, or you could put some sort of grate or something or whatever. Because you have a piece of meat itself, if it's sitting straight, like I mentioned, straight on the holes, it can block it itself. So therefore, it's an extra chumrah. Again, these are all chumras. As long as the thing flows, it's okay. But again, l'chachila, these are what you should do. Ve'im malach b'kli she'enim l'nukav. And let's say you did salt it in a kli, which is not in a bowl. Also l'ishtamish b'osu kli b'davar b'seach. The kli itself is a gemara. It's actually a gemara, which says that someone that you can't put a davar b'seach into a kli she'enim. If you salt a kli she'enim l'nukav, you can't put a davar b'seach inside of it. So we're going to see the question exactly what it means. Lashon the Mechaber is straight like the Gemara. Davar Roseach, because when you do melicha into the kli, the salt is connection of Roseach, and it's mavliya into the kli. Now there's actually a machlokis about whether places in the Ravid, about whether the kli stays what's called Roseach. Meaning, if it's salty, if you put something into the kli and let's say it would taste salty afterwards, then the kli is nechshav roseach enough. It's hot, ki'ilu hot enough to go ahead and mavli into something else. Shitas arrived. The tesis holds that even though there's iser nivla, the iser gets the dam is nivla into the bowl. Aval pikein, it's not roseach. So therefore. If you put something hot in there, even if you put something cold in there, it's okay. Putting something hot in there is still a problem, because something hot will take out the dam, but it's not nechshav hot by itself. So even if you put something cold in, it won't answer it. Akhopanim nhagavi in nishtamish bo, and if you used it, by klipa im hu. Dover Yovesh. We don't paskin like the Ravid. At least the sheet is not like the Ravid, because he would hold you need not only any klipa, you need at least natila. Okay, natila, because something hot, a hot piece of meat which touches another hot, touches a piece of meat, a cold piece of meat, will put it going, because it's called kadei natila, which is about which is like a finger's breadth of meat or whatever. So we don't pass in that way. He only needs a klipa that is considered that akhopanim. It's you put roseach in. It would be hot. It's not mamish hot. It would take out enough dam to klipa. Im hu davar lach, if it's something which is lach or moist piece of meat. But inan shishim neged like a klipa mean a kara, then you would need to go ahead and try to be machshiv shishim. Of the outside, because the dam, the klisha in manukov, the tzir, it will go only goes into the kli klei klipa. So then you need to go ahead and you need to cheshbon klei klipa of the whole kli. Shach points out that if it's a long flat like platter type bowl, then you're never gonna really make the cheshbon. He says you're never gonna really get to a point where there's going to be shishim neged the whole klipa of the kli. If it's a bowl, Chacham Sadam points out that l'chora that can work, because the issue is it can hold. If it's on a long flat plate, then it's not going to. And you have a small piece of meat, it's not whatever. But if you have a bowl where the piece of meat hits, it could be that it's easier to make the cheshbon. however, so that's. Right, and the lach being a shishim neged klipa mean hakaara. Yeshayimim shafilu b'tzaynein also lishtamish boy, and this is more the shitas arrived. To be choshir, some say even b'tzaynein is also below hadacha that you have to go ahead and it's not mamish arrived, but you have to go ahead and wash off. You can't if you did put something, you put cereal in, I don't know, whatever. You have to wash off. You'd have to wash it off before using. It has to be if it was this is like any kli yisur. If you would go ahead and put a piece of meat into a milchik bowl, you need to do hadacha as well. V'nishtamish boy below hadacha yediach mashim nishtamish boy. And if you use the hadacha, then you should go ahead and wash off whatever was whatever you used it for, whatever was the part of the kli. Let's say you use the kli she'ein menukov, or let's say a piece of meat got stuck there, you didn't realize, whatever it is. Then after you make a hole, you're still allowed to use it for melicha, or filu below nekiva, or even if without nekiva, even basar shah kvar melichasoi vahudach, that if even without, even if you didn't make a hole in it, if the basar already, you did melicha already, vahudach, and then you did the final hadach, we don't answer that piece of meat, because anyway, it's salt, and the salt is breaking, and with dam, and you're salting a piece of meat. It's called the nikveya plata. The salt has a koach to take dam out of everything and mevatel it. So therefore, whatever dam is going to be in the sides of the kli will become bottle. Again, it's only dam derabanan. Dam which you salted is only dam derabanan, and so therefore we will be makel. You shouldn't use it. You have to do it, in the kiva, and it would still ask for something that went in. It was still choishish enough that it would ask for something that went in, even if the melicha a second time. But alchopanim wouldn't ask for if you accidentally used it. Yudzaim, aval im hu menukav motor leechol ba filo roseach. Even if it's menukav, you are allowed to eat the piece of meat, even if it's hot, v'yesh oisim v'roseach, and some say that afal pikein, it's still also v'roseach. They understand the Gemara is that even if it's menuka, even in menuka, it's nivla, yesh yizar l'chachila v'yev mutter, and it's better to l'chachila. We shouldn't use it, and that's a chachila. It's going to be mutter. Again, there are chronim who are cholik. Again, it's machlokes. So in derabanan. So b'di'evit, the question is, how far do you go? And if it's klicheres, again, any other case here is depends on hivze hefse meruba, the tzrachim. So then, if there's maybe room to be made, or ches, basa shadim lach b'kli she'ena manukav, meat which was salt in a kli she'ena manukav, v'shah boi kashir she'itnu mayim ala eish, v'yaschil lahar siach, the shear of, that we say melicha kiroseach, is the zman it takes for you to put water on the fire, and it will boil. I don't think it means without a top, which is, I don't know the exact shear, 10 minutes, I don't know, whatever. I'll look.
Water.
Yeah, a pot of water, I don't know, regular pot. It's very, the truth is, I think I remember hearing it's around 18 minutes, but I forgot to look it up. The other, I'll look up what the place can say. Kol mashu menu b'tzir, also la'ochlo, whatever is in the tzir, is also to eat a field tzli, even tzli, because the dam goes back in. It's not the kili of dam on the outside, and it's nivla besocho. Tzli doesn't take out; it only takes out dam which is on the inside. But dam which came from the outside and it was mavliya into the piece of meat, the tzli also won't take that out. V'chalach ha'chaticha shechutz tzir, and the part of the meat which is sitting outside the tzir ain also mimenu eder k'dei klipa. It's only also k'dei klipa. I feel him yesh b'shuman. Even if it's a real fatty piece of meat, and generally we say that with it's a fatty piece of meat, it's the iser is what's called mifapea, that it makes it travel throughout the whole piece of meat. Dam is an iser which is not mifapea. It doesn't make a difference, and therefore the piece of meat which is inside, the part of the meat which is, you look at a keel, there's two pieces of meat over here. There's a piece of meat in the tzir, and that's going to be usser. And then you need a clay klipa because the keel, another piece of meat is touching that, but everything else beyond that is fine. Hagab nish oisrim kol chaticha. Some say the whole thing is also mamish, and then whatever the din were machmer, whatever the din of like bishul, meliach is like bishul, and therefore it's also. Even if you only salted a little bit, like you do for tzli, I feel shashir melicha rak ma'at. Even if it wasn't shir melicha, I just sat there a little bit. Ad shenira tzir b'chli. Again, so you doesn't have to get to like the boiling point ki'ilu. As you see that there's a bit of tzir, then the melech started working and we're machmir. V'chein no'agin v'ein l'shanois. The minig of Rama is.
That's a positive thing.
No, it's a few minutes, whatever, a couple minutes, and it's going to be awesome.
No, I'm just reading the language.
Even if it's a small, amount of time, we're machmir. We see tzir, it's awesome. It becomes awesome. Only that iser which is sitting inside comes aser. No gas b'tzir. Again, it's a minig l'chumra, so therefore we only machmer on that piece of meat. But we don't say like you know it's mamish bishul and it goes through the whole pot, whatever that, and the whole bowl. That we don't say. Even after you salt the meat and it's hudach, you are allowed to put it even into a non-boiling water. Now this is the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam holds, we understand the Gemara, is that even after you do malicha v'hadacha, you have to do chalita to stop the kavim of dam from going out. You have to stick it in boiling water, and that will stop it. And that's the sheet of the Rambam. The sheet of Rishon says, and basically everyone's chalik on the Rambam, and they say that you don't need to do it. But minig has kisvar Rishayna v'chein ikur, you don't have to worry about it. I spoke to asked the Taimani, Ben Achar Ben from Shimon Sharavi. I asked him in Taimani, are they, because they follow sheets, they shall follow the Rambam, are they machmir for it? He said there are those that they do it is that when they want to cook it they'll just cheshbit to put it to put the meat in first and then there are people like they don't bedach but take it and then stick all the meat in boiling water. He said the machmirim will go ahead and try to be sure when they cook it to put the meat in first or make sure the water is boiling put the meat in first to be choshish for the shita sarambam. I honestly don't know what briskers do. I think I tried finding out. If they're I don't know if I never heard, but you never know. The real briskers might the mishpacha might actually do this. I have no idea. But I'll put in this is the sheet of the Rambam, and no one's choshish for it. And I think we'll stop here.
Sure.